every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it, because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Welcome. You're listening to Sports Ecom 101, the show where we discuss sports topics from a business perspective. I'm your host, Edward Brown, along with my co-host, Russell Jackman, because Mike McDowd is on assignment today. At each commercial break, we're going to ask a trivia question. Let's see, we got two questions regarding the TV show Friends, and then...
No. Bam, buzzer. No, I never watched the show. I can already say I don't
know
the answer.
Never watched the show, yeah, but you still may know.
No, I hated that show.
Really? Why?
Yeah, I did. So we're going to have to come up with something a little bit more relatable. Yes.
Come on, Jennifer Aniston.
I couldn't stand it. I never watched a single episode, so I wouldn't be able to tell you anything about it.
Well, there was definitely some
TV stuff I know a lot about.
Well, we are going to talk a lot of sports today. Let's see here. Holy smokes, the Oklahoma City Thunder. What are they, 17-1 as of today?
Yeah, I think it's going to be like the Dodgers. You're just going to get ready to hand them another championship.
Yeah.
The season is just a pretense.
I mean, they're still fairly young, too, aren't they, the squads?
Yeah, and they're getting more draft picks, good young draft picks, as time moves forward because of a lot of the deals they made. So get ready for a dynasty.
Yeah. And then what's going on with New England Patriots? Holy smokes, they were terrible the last couple of years, and suddenly, what are they, 10-2?
That was my topic 3 weeks ago, and they haven't lost a game since.
Yeah, pretty amazing. All right, audience, you are... Okay, when we come back, we're going to talk football, we'll talk some basketball, and any other sports that come upon our desk here. Audience, stay with us. Don't touch that dial. Sports Econ 101 will be right back.
Palio Restaurant's been the premier Italian restaurant serving downtown San Francisco since 1990. Palio features fine Italian fare and a Wine Spectator award-winning wine list, so there's no surprise it's been voted best Italian restaurant in the SF Weekly this year. Palio has consistently been voted one of the best restaurants in San Francisco by San Francisco locals. Palio's been in business for over 30 years and recently went through a complete remodel. Our guests can expect to receive the same excellence in food and service that has sustained us for over 30 years in a brand new and more modern space. Our 250-plus seat restaurant includes seating in four distinct spaces, making social distancing while dining easy in our establishment. All precautions are taken by staff to ensure a safe dining experience. Open Monday through Saturdays. Reservations are recommended. Visit paliosf.com to view our menus and make a reservation today.
Voted Best Natural Hot Springs in Calistoga by Travel and Leisure magazine, Dr. Wilkinson's Backyard Resort and Mineral Springs has been providing wellness, relaxation, and good times since 1952. Rooted in Calistoga's rich history, a new spa garden and outdoor living reveals why Dr. Wilkinson's Backyard Resort and Mineral Springs is the place to stay. Come visit us in beautiful Calistoga and experience our special mud baths and healing mineral waters. It's no wonder USA Today voted Dr. Wilkinson's Backyard Resort and Mineral Springs as the best wine country hotel. You won't find a more relaxing time than staying in our exquisite rooms and experiencing the awesome spa temperature mineral springs. Call 707-942-4102 or visit drwilkinson.com. That's drwilkinson.com.
The Elk Cove Inn, voted number one of 77 bed and breakfasts in Mendocino County, invites you to explore one of the most romantic boutique hotels on the Northern California coast. This one-of-a-kind ocean view inn is part bed and breakfast, part homestead and sustainable farm. The Elk Cove Inn goes above and beyond to offer a home away from home experience with unpretentious comfort, complete amenities, beautiful gardens and grounds, breakfast in bed, fine dining experience, and a day spa. Be prepared to relax, unwind, and recharge. Our spectacular ocean view rooms and cottages welcome you with a gift basket, champagne, and delicious breakfast. Enjoy the afternoon with a bonfire, wine, cheese, and games. A favorite for romantic getaways, the Elk Cove Inn is also a popular destination for reunions and business gatherings. Go to elkcoveinn.com for reservations. That's elkcoveinn.com.
Welcome back to Sports Econ 101. I'm Edward Brown along with Mr. Russell Jackman, Mike McDowell.
Yeah, you're about to say Mike, but he's not here.
Mr. Usually for some reason he's on first, whatever. But okay. So, Russell, which topics do you want to cover first?
Okay, well, first of all, since we are a money-based show primarily, let's talk about the sad, pathetic tale of one Brandon Ayuk.
Oh my gosh. I don't know, before he got hurt, you could even see, I mean, even Debo Samuel, you know, what I don't know what it is, maybe the culture. You know, you us as fans, we love him, we root for him, and then stuff must go on behind the scenes that we just don't know.
Oh yeah, and for people who don't know, the 49ers, after a year of waiting around for Brandon Ayuk to come back from an injury, and you know, it's not like the 49ers have such a healthy roster that they would refuse someone who was finally healthy and ready to play. Have decided to now cut ties with Brandon Ayuk and release him from the squad, even though, you know, they certainly could use the additional help at wide receiver, because Pearsall hasn't been healthy all year. No. And they've had injuries to people like Kittle and you know, everybody but McCaffrey pretty much has gone down for them, and yet, you know, when they need Ayuk the most during this, you know, playoff drive, they're not going to have him. And no, so, they, you know, people who,
so what are they going to do with him?
Really, there's not much that can be done. The trade deadline has passed, which is, you know, another kind of strategic error by the 49ers that they didn't, you know, try harder to unload him, you know, when he had some limited value. And now, pretty much, I mean, he's a dead asset, and the Niners just have to wait to finally release him at the end of the season.
Now, the thing is, so, he had a bad knee injury. Is he healthy enough to play, or
who knows? We'll never know. We will never know if he was, at least not this season. We won't know if he's healthy to play, because he's now really not a 49er. I mean, he is on the salary cap. You know, he's considered a 49er.
$1 million or something that they don't want to pay him?
Yeah, that by getting rid of him now, they avoid having to pay him for next season. And the guaranteed contract that he had from this season, which was based on a bunch of incentives, he loses all of that. So it's really not since, I think, Le'Veon Bell has a player totally miscalculated what his value was to a team and wound up paying the price for it.
Yeah, I was going to say, Le'Veon Bell, he ended up going to the Jets. And then,
yeah, that was a huge, and his career was never the same.
No, but he
fell. Yeah, he fell out of the league pretty much shortly after that.
Yeah.
And I know because I drafted him on my fantasy team and he was a complete disaster. I have a tendency to do that. And this year I drafted the worthless Bucky Irving, who has taken 9 weeks off of the season.
So, Russell, you should sell your picks. Again, do the opposite of Russell to do well.
Yes. Oh, I tell people that, you know, in fact, that's one of my rules now. After last year, when I drafted McCaffrey number one and suffered that ignominious fate, I said I would never draft a 49er again just so that I can spare them my luck, my fantasy luck.
And now they're barely in the hunt for the wild card, the 49ers, right?
Well, no, they're tonight, you know, we're just about to play Monday Night Football. And tonight, the 49ers have a chance to go 9-3 if they win.
Yeah, the Rams look pretty good, though. And even Seattle looks pretty good.
I know. It's not going to be easy. There might be, you know, a 10-win team that doesn't make the playoffs in the West.
It would be crazy West. If you had the Rams versus New England again, very similar to 2001 Super Bowl, where New England...
No, I would be a gigantic New England fan. Call me, you know, call me a Patriot fan then, if that happens. But I also wanted to bring up what I consider and we always like to talk about a little bit. Mike always likes to talk about college football.
Yeah.
And on Saturday, UCLA made what I think is maybe the most boneheaded move of the 2025 football season. They're down 13-0. Okay. But they're on the 45-yard line of Washington, and it was 2 minutes before the half. And they line up to kick. It's 4th and 15. And they line up to kick a field goal, and instead make the lamest fake kick I have ever seen in all the years that I've watched pro or college football. Did you see that at all?
I have to watch the highlight of that or the low
light. You will have to watch the highlight because, okay, first of all, the snapper, like, just sort of throws the ball over his shoulder, just kind of instead of even handing it off to the kicker, he just kind of throws it over his shoulder, and the kicker can't grab it. It lands right into the hands of a walk-on transfer for Washington, and he runs it like 60 yards for a touchdown.
Well, good for him.
Yeah, but it really, I mean, they went from being down 13-0 to being down 20-0. Instead of being down 13-3, they're down 20-0. And it just got worse from there. But why do you even think, if you're the coach, that your kicker can fake a kick and run it back 15 yards to get a first down is beyond me. Yeah. That's maybe
It's the unexpected.
Yeah, and then trying to do a fake kick as badly as that one. I've seen ones where, you know, the high snapper will go and, you know, the holder will go and pick it up and throw it.
Yeah.
And I can understand that a little bit. But when you're trying to tell your kicker to run a ball 15 yards up the field, that's the coach
to cover. Yeah.
The coach should be fired. The coach for UCLA should be fired, except he already was fired. They're already on their second coach this year.
Yeah. Well, what about who is it? The Chiefs ended up being able to go into overtime and win because the choice of not kicking a field goal and trying to go for it on fourth, it was kind of like, instead of being up by three, they were being up.
Yeah, instead of tying it, they went for the win, which was, you know, when you're the Chiefs, you can pull that off. When you're UCLA, you can't. That's the big deal. But that was because Indianapolis, who was really beating the tar out of Kansas City, decided to stop running the ball. They were running really successfully and had 52 yards in the first half by Taylor. Suddenly they stopped going to Taylor, and suddenly their offense stalled. They got, you know,
you never know if he was hurt, you know, a little bit. That's what. Hey, tell you what, let's go to our first commercial break, and we come back. I also want to talk about the Cowboys and the Eagles. That was quite a turn.
Oh gosh, yes.
All right, Russell's favorite TV show, Friends. All right, in the TV show Friends, what is the name of Ross's second wife? Sorry, if you don't know the show, it's going to be a hard one.
Might as well ask me this.
All right, audience, stay with us. You're listening to Sports Econ 101. Don't touch that dial. We're going to be right back.
Yeah, might as well ask me the circumference of the moon in centimeters.
Okay.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money, and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624, 800-620-1624, 800-620-1624, that's 800-620-1624.
Imagine combining the exciting investment opportunity of cryptocurrencies with the power of artificial intelligence to maximize your IRA, 401k, or other investment funds. Listen, if you're looking for ways to accelerate your retirement growth, BlockTrust IRA has market-leading strategies and solutions for all levels of investors, from $1,000 to millions. And they partner with Bitcoin Magazine's number one crypto trading fund in the world to maximize your returns. Plus, their team of IRA specialists is here to help you roll over your IRA or qualified retirement account to the new world of cryptocurrency investments. So make this free call right now to set up your account and learn more.
800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. That's 800-475-6824.
More of the chance if you just say, I think of a number between 1 and 10, 10 million.
Okay, you ready now? Remember, when I do this, we have to have 5 seconds of silence. We didn't have our 5 seconds of silence. Hopefully the station will know that. All right, audience, welcome back to Sports Econ 101. I'm Edward Brown, along with Russell Jackman, who can't remember the rules about when I show up my hand. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. We have to be quiet. That's okay. All right, first trivia question. The show Friends, what is the name of Ross's second wife?
Rachel.
No, actually, that was the first one. Very good. That was Jennifer Aniston. I believe they had gotten married before, and so that was the first wife. See, you do know a little bit. Actually, Emily is the second wife who ends up, I guess, leaving him, too. All right, let's go
back
to...
You might as well ask me what the circumference of the moon is in centimeters. I have about that much chance of getting it right.
Okay, go ahead. What's the answer?
I don't know what the circumference of the moon is in centimeters.
That's the answer, Rachel. Okay, let's see. I do want to make a mention for Mountain Mike's Pizza in San Rafael. Pizza the way it ought to be. Check them out. Mountain Mike's Pizza, San Rafael, that location. The last time I think I had a pepperoni pizza, a large one, I think there was 100 pieces of pepperoni. It was awesome. I'm still feeling the pepperoni now. It was great. Check them out. Mountain Mike's Pizza in San Rafael. Okay, so before we went to our break, we were talking about how the Cowboys-Eagles game was quite a turn of events.
21-0, and that wasn't enough. And the Eagles couldn't score 1 point in the second half and watch the Dallas Cowboys overtake them and win. How embarrassing that was. Fortunately, I had Pickens on my fantasy team, so he certainly helped me out big time. And I hate to be rooting for a Cowboy, but I guess, you know, an ill wind blows no one well. So at least that went my way.
Well, it's all about Russ and his fantasy team. That's all anybody cares
about. It's all about how nobody wants to win the NFC East, it seems. I thought just when, you know, Philadelphia was going to salt that division away, you know, they lose a game like this and they leave.
New York Giants.
No, I'm not a Giants fan. No, I'm not a Giants fan. Yeah. San Francisco Giants, maybe.
Right? They're the first team that got eliminated. And then how about them Raiders?
Well, I heard that Carroll is out.
Oh, is that right? They fired him?
Yeah. Yes.
Wow. Now, how much did they lose that had to do with his play calling? I mean, you know, sometimes you just
get a terrible fit. So I can't really say where one thing ends and the other begins. They both didn't belong together with each other. They were both disasters. I there's no way I would have thought that Pete Carroll would be a good fit for the Raiders. And the Raiders are a young team that wants to try to, obviously they're going to have to rebuild because they're one of the worst teams in professional football. I mean, to lose to the Browns, not only to lose the Browns, but to get killed by the Browns, basically. It's time to just tear your team apart and start over again. So Geno Smith is what I thought he would be, which is just he was a real fluke for Seattle, and he had kind of his best year ever. And he's really coming back down to earth and becoming the kind of guy he was for the Jets.
That's right. I was trying to remember who else he played for. Yeah.
Yeah, he was on the Jets. He was terrible. He got into a fight with one of his teammates and broke his hand and was out for like half the season, if you remember that at all.
I still forgot about that, but I keep remembering about Gus Frerotte, who he got all excited and he did a headbutt against the field goal post, and it hurt his neck, and he was out for
He didn't do it against the field goal post. He did it against the wall. Entering as it goes into
you're right. That's right. It was against the wall.
Yeah. He headbutted the wall, and what he did was he herniated the cervical disc in his neck.
Yeah.
And I remember watching when he did it. Yeah. And it's you know, I'm a pro wrestling guy, so I know what a proper headbutt actually looks like. Uh-huh. And you don't hit a headbutt with your head down and pointed towards somebody. You smash somebody with the center of your forehead. Yeah. You don't do the top of your head. And that's what he did, is he literally lowered his head and ran into the you know, basically gave himself a standing pile driver.
Yeah.
If you really want to put it in those terms. And you're not supposed to do that. And the neck is one of those things you just don't want to mess with. It reminds me of when Merton Hanks used to do the chicken dance.
Oh, yeah. He never
got that was, even watching it now, it looks so painful. I couldn't even do that, like one movement of that dance, let alone
I like Merton. He was a good player. Or Gramatica. He was a field goal kicker and he got all excited. He jumped up and when he came down he ruptured something in his knee.
Yeah, and you know, I was talking the other day about how Dre Greenlaw tore his ACL. Right before he entered in the Super Bowl. Like he was on the sidelines doing that thing where guys just kind of jump up and down, you know, to get themselves loose and ready to play. Yeah. And he tweaked his knee as he was jumping up and down, getting ready to come in. And he tore his ACL. He was never the same.
That's how he tore it. Oh, I mean, there must have been something really tender.
Was just getting ready. It was non-impact, and it wasn't during the game. He was just on the sideline, warming up, getting ready to get in, and loosening himself up. And he tore his ACL.
What do you do? You got to put all these guys in one of those big bubble wrap things so that they don't.
Why when people are saying, you know, the Niners should get a new training staff, and I go, I appreciate that. Maybe that's a good idea, but is it going to stop you from getting injuries like that? Or what happened to Fred Warner or Bosa?
No, Fred Warner, I mean, that was just a regular tackle where a guy just landed on him. I mean, that part is going to be hard to avoid.
Yeah, and Nick Bosa, I mean, that was another guy rolling up on it, you know? And unfortunately, unless they come up with some kind of knee and ankle armor and Achilles armor that you can wear without, you know,
like in baseball, you know, these guys have they wear the thing on their arm so that in case a pitch comes in inside,
right? But that you don't run on your arm, you know, that's the big difference. Is that trying to
ankles are so hard, I mean, you can only tape them
well,
up.
You need to run, your ankle has to go in different directions to be able to run and to plant and to move and all that stuff. And if you're going to be able to do that, then you have the ability to tear it. If it goes too far, it's, you know, they need some kind of like shoe or knee pad or something like that that allows you to move, but doesn't allow you to move too far.
It just reminds me, like in the Middle Ages when they had the knights with all their armor. They, if you notice, like later on in the 1600s and 1700s, it's like people didn't wear armor anymore, and the reason is because you couldn't move that well.
Well, that brings up an interesting thing. One of the things that I watch, you know, on YouTube when I've got nothing better to do, they have a thing called the Armored MMA.
Huh.
Never heard of that. People wear knight armor and have blunt weapons and beat the tar out of each other inside an MMA arena.
That's kind of interesting. I actually have watched a jousting one time, and this guy got jousted like right in the face. I mean,
jousting is super dangerous. I mean, ultra dangerous. It really, you know, it's amazing that in the days before, you know, emergency medicine, they would do the jousting because there were a lot of fatalities in jousts. Well,
if you notice, they most of them are right-handed, and yet they're on the right side of the fence, and so they have to reach over to cross to their left side to hit their opponent. If you think about it, if it was the other way around and they were able to just kind of swing, I mean, it would be over in the first time that they met. But because you have to cross your arm over to reach the guy on the other side, if you're right-handed, if you know what I mean, it usually lasts a little bit longer. But this one guy got knocked off his horse because the guy just hit him right in the face. And again, fortunately, he had the armor on his face. But boy, that was kind of scary.
But to fall from a horse's height down to the ground, even with armor, it's a huge impact. And it's, you know, what disabled Christopher Reeve.
I was just thinking of him, and it's amazing how many. Mark Wahlberg's daughter got hurt falling off a horse. I don't think she got paralyzed. She got hurt.
Yeah, it's a significant fall. A lot of people, you know, see it in the movies and see, you know, people fall off their horse all the time, you know, in on TV, and it's way more dramatic of a fall than most people.
You're talking at least 5 feet, and you're not ready.
Right. I fell like that on my shoulder, and I had to have it replaced. So, yeah. I definitely know how dramatic something like that is. Again, people underestimate because they see it on TV all the time. It's a lot more harmful than it looks.
Okay, we're gonna ask another trivia question here on Friends. This one I think is easier, and I hope you'll know this one. And before we do though, do we want to make a mention for the Tahoe Lakeshore Lodge? You know, the fall is still, we're just getting out of fall, getting into winter, so they still have beautiful beachfront property, lots of like hundreds of feet. Check them out, TahoeLakeshoreLodge.com. All right, what is the name of the coffee shop in the TV show Friends? What is the name of the coffee shop in the TV show Friends? And it's kind of a cute name based on where it's located in New York. All right, that's our trivia question. Stay with us. You're listening to Sports Econ 101. Don't touch that dial. We are going to be right back.
At the heart of San Francisco lies the Axiom Hotel. Located in the heart of Union Square, the Axiom Hotel blends a sense of history with modern touches. Our spacious accommodations are comfortable and created with a soft ambiance. With state-of-the-art amenities such as a core fitness center and in-room espresso and coffee. Guest reviews rave about the staff, as well as how quiet the hotel is. So you can get a good night's sleep and rest up for a day of shopping at the best stores San Francisco has to offer. Just steps from the Powell Street cable car turnaround, the Axiom Hotel is ideal for exploring downtown San Francisco. Check out axiomhotel.com for our specials and vacation packages and book online today. That's axiomhotel.com or call 415-392-9466. That's 415-392-9466. The Axiom Hotel San Francisco.
Protect your home and auto by bundling them with Progressive, and you'll have a little less to worry about. But we know you'll find other things to worry about. Like that text you just got from your boss. Hey, call me when you get a sec. Hey, call me when you get a sec. Hey, call me when you get a sec. Oh, hey, call me when you get a sec. Yeah, this is bad. Oh, well, at least you protected your home and auto with Progressive, so you don't have to worry about that. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
Mountain Mike's Pizza. You've heard our phrase, pizza the way it ought to be. But did you know that our famous pepperoni large pizza has over 100 pieces of pepperoni on it? Our dough and shredded cheese are made fresh daily, never frozen. Having a party? We have a great room for parties and a video arcade with tickets and prizes for kids, located at 2100 4th Street in San Rafael. You'll enjoy your pizza the way it ought to be. Call us at 415-454-4300. That's Mountain Mike's Pizza in San Rafael.
Tahoe Lakeshore Lodge and Spa provides guests with an all-lakefront hotel in South Lake Tahoe, where every lodge room and condominium has a view of the lake and mountains. Enjoy fewer crowds and the fall leaves at the Tahoe Lakeshore Lodge and Spa in beautiful Lake Tahoe, where it is the perfect time to be hiking. Hotel rooms offer lodge pine furnishings, gas fireplaces, and a full lake view. Condominiums offer private bedroom, full kitchen, and living area with a fireplace. Guests can also relax or play on over 500 feet of private beach and enjoy a dip in the outdoor heated pool and hot tub that are also lakeside. Call 800-448-3000 4577 or go to TahoeLakeshoreLodge.com to make your reservations today. That's TahoeLakeshoreLodge.com. Welcome back to Sports Econ 101. One more time, I'm Edward Brown, your host, along with Russell Jackman. Hopefully next week, Mr. Mike will be back. Trivia question number two.
And better trivia. Let's hope better trivia next week.
And better trivia. Okay, what is the name of the coffee shop in the TV show Friends?
I don't know. I'm just going to say Starbucks so we can move on.
Central Perk. Instead of Central Park. You didn't know that one. Okay. Now, the next trivia question, I guarantee you, you will get. It has nothing to do with Friends, but it has to do with either comic strips or the Marvel movies. So I'm sure you'll know.
I can't be any worse than Friends trivia. That's my ultimate weakness.
Okay, you ready?
Might as well have asked country music winners. Might as well have asked country music award winners.
There you go.
I would be just as bad at that.
That was supposed to always the answer. Okay. But we do have a silly joke of the week. So my wife said I had to stop acting like a flamingo. So I put my foot down.
And raise your other foot up.
There you go. Okay. All right. Russ, what else you want to talk? Hey, anything exciting going on in wrestling?
Well, let's see. As far as the WWE goes, I kind of have backed off of the WWE itself after that announcement that WrestleMania tickets are going to be. Someone just gave me a link that showed me that WrestleMania tickets for 2027 are going to be $70,000 for a front row seat.
Well,
$70,000.
Yeah, you'll get a couple. You know? High rollers for that, but how much are they going
to
be in?
You weren't going to give me what? You weren't going to send me over there to cover it?
No.
As part of Sports Econ 101?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. No.
You know, fly me out there and then, you know, pay for $70,000 seats. And then, on top of that, they're doing meet and greets with John Cena for $443.77. Because $444 would have been just outrageous. $443.77.
Any significance to that number?
Just because they add on service fees, you know, of a certain percentage.
Gotcha.
So it's like $400 plus another $43.77 is a service fee.
And if you have, let's say, 100 people willing to pay that, how much time do you really get to spend with them?
None. And I mean, no offense, but I got to meet John Cena for absolutely free back in 2000. So, you know, here's one other thing, too, is that this year does mark the 14th year that my friend Mark Bison Smith died. And it was just a couple days ago. And I still think about him all the time. I managed him as the Super Destroyer 2000. Then I managed against him. And all sorts of matches at Pro Wrestling Iron. And he was just a really great guy and deserves to be remembered, you know, even though he wasn't super famous, but he made a living with wrestling, which is more than a lot of other guys I know can say.
How did he die and how old was he?
44, and he had a congenital heart defect. That nobody he thought he always had, but was the kind of thing that couldn't be done. Nothing could be done with until you have an autopsy. It's so big. And I mean, I guess he could have had a heart replacement. I'm sorry.
How big was he?
Oh, he was 6'5", 6'6", and 350 pounds. He was gigantic and in the best shape of anyone in their lives. You know, it's another one of those things that a person can look amazing on the outside. And on the inside, you don't know what their heart looks like. And you don't know. He had always been worried that because his grandfather died of a heart defect like that, that he always may have had that as well inside him. But again, there was nothing he could do about it. And even, you know, you'd say, well, be in good shape and all that stuff. He was in the best shape he could be. And it just wasn't enough.
How much do you think wrestling hurt him?
Not at all, because his grandfather wasn't a wrestler and died of that same heart defect. It is literally just one of those things that, like, it could have, his heart could have, that defect could have shown up when he was 10 years old, when he was 40 years old, when he's 60 years old, 80 years old. It just, it was just a matter of just luck and timing.
My grandfather died at age 63, heart attack. My dad died at age 53 of a heart attack. So when I turned 43, I told my wife, I don't know, you may, you know, but she said, I bring
well,
that
curse. Here you are. Here you are.
And I'm almost 66. So we'll, you know, and my doctor says my heart is pretty good. So we'll go with that.
All right. You'll be hosting many more of these shows to come.
Yeah, that's right. Exactly. Yeah, let's see. We've been on since 2013. So what is that? A little over 12 years, 12 and a half years we've been on.
Yeah, that's my kids were born in 2011. So I think when you're a parent, you often mark like when your kids were born, when stuff that's happens. Right. You just after my kids, before kids, after kids. And then I guess the next big thing is when they move out. Then I'll that'll be my next big date. I can, you know, start married. Saying. Or, yes. Yeah, who knows when that'll happen? Let's see. I don't want to talk baseball. I mean, hockey, we don't really talk about, although Ovechkin got his 900th goal since we last talked, which is pretty impressive.
And I did have Chris Wondolowski on the show one time, and he just got inducted in the Hall of Fame for soccer.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, there's the women's World Cup that's coming to Oakland. And people are quite a buzz about that. You know, it's been kind of nice that since the Raiders and the Warriors and the A's left town, Oakland has been finding ways to stay sports relevant by bringing in things like the World Cup, the Ballers, the Oakland Ballers playing. The A's were such a disaster in Sacramento. It's really a shame that some owner won't try to just buy them out from Fisher and move them.
Where are they going to play next year? Back in Sacramento?
Sacramento. They have to. At least there's no stadium there for them in Las Vegas yet. So, you know, whatever time it takes for that stadium to get built in Las Vegas, it's going to be, you know, going to have to be that amount of time plus, you know, a few months before the A's are able to move in there.
And the Raiders won't let them play there, right?
No, it's not, because, you know, in this day and age, no baseball team should have to share the same confines as a park, as a football team. I don't think we're ever going to see, you know, that was so popular for so many years, the multi-use stadium. And we're just never going to see that again. Nobody wants to make those huge configuration changes to bring in a baseball team, you know, and it's too many games for baseball and not enough games for football. You know, and, so if you have a baseball stadium,
it was so different. It's hard to have.
Yeah, it was never good. And the whole fact that you have the pitcher's mound that you usually couldn't get rid of, and you have the markings on the field. I mean, a lot of kids like look at like the old footage of like the Candlestick and Oakland Stadium and see the baseball markings on there and go, "What the heck's going on with that?" And you have to explain to them that, you know, no, they used to share stadiums, and a lot of kids have their mouths all the way down to the ground. They're like, why? To save money. I'm like, save money? Aren't these teams worth, you know, hundreds of billions of dollars? It's like, no, they weren't then.
Yeah,
they weren't then.
I mean, look how expensive building a stadium is. And you have to have the land. No,
the idea of a billion-dollar stadium now is kind of a joke if you only spent $1 billion on a stadium. A lot of fan bases would say that's all, you know. Well, why don't you, you know?
Seems like basketball's like, because I was thinking about, you know, the Oakland Coliseum for basketball, and it seems like, because you only have what, maybe 20,000 fans watch basketball at a time.
It's smaller, but you want to make sure that you have like those luxury boxes. You want to make sure that you make it a friendly venue for other things, not just
Is set, because I know, San Francisco, when they built for the Warriors, I had a wealthy friend's friend type of thing. They spent $1 million a year on their tickets for the Warriors, so that they can have their luxury box. And I think it's you get 16 seats in that luxury box, and then
$1 million.
I mean, that's what it costs, about $1 million a year. Something ridiculous.
Well, $1 million, not $1 billion.
No. $1 million. Yeah, it's not going to be $1 billion.
It's like $1 billion. Here. That's crazy. They get that stadium paid off in a couple of days.
Well, think about it, though. I mean, you know, unless you have 16 friends who are going to pay you a lot to share it or whatever, I mean, you know, that's a lot of money.
No, it's sports is coming out of the grasp of a common person. And as I talked about last week, and I was really upset about the fact that you're forced to watch Prime Video to see those cup games, the NBA cup games, which to me is so counterintuitive, because the NBA wants people to watch these cup games so that people take them seriously. So why do you put it on a venue? Why do you put it in a form that nobody can watch?
They weigh the, you know, how much they get paid.
Yeah, they do. And I'm tired of that. You know, I'm tired. I don't mind something being made available to another audience and that they can add to their audience. But the exclusivity. Exclusivity is I think, going to be, could be the death of modern sports, where they start, you know, saying you can't watch. And you pointed out that there was a playoff game last year that was only available on Amazon. And it's ridiculous. When you take away the postseason from people, when you start charging for that, and you just, as I said, I'm afraid that the Super Bowl not only is going to be, you know, a pay-per-view event, but it's going to be pay-per-view by the quarters. Like some station is going to sponsor the first quarter, the second quarter, and it'll be the kind of thing like you have to pay as you go, like, you know, with airline, paying for airline bag.
You have to keep switching stations?
Yeah, or what they'll say is, like, eventually it'll be like a pass will be in the middle of the air, and they'll say, if you want to see this pass completed, you know, or incomplete, you have to pay another dollar, you know, another 20 bucks.
Here's how they I could see them doing it. It's like you don't have to keep changing stations. What they'll do is they'll automatically switch it for you, you know, between Amazon, Netflix, Hulu, whatever.
Yeah, and then like a little meter will go up in the corner of your screen saying this play now just cost you $37 to watch. You laugh.
Oh, my God. Oh, don't kill me with that. Okay, here is trivia question number 3. You ready? In the Marvel Cinematic Universe, not even sure what that means, what is Iron Man's real name? Okay? I know you know. I know that you'll know the answer to that one.
I know the real universe,
character. I mean, basically, you know, you watch Iron Man, what's his name? Okay, it's not Iron Man, right? Okay, that's our trivia question. Stay with us. Sports Econ 101. We'll be right back with some closing comments and our fun thoughts for the day. Don't touch that dial.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
It's more than a rebellion. When your teen is slipping into drugs or alcohol, when social media and pornography consume their time and their mind, when depression and even suicidal thoughts cast a shadow over your home, as a parent, you feel powerless. There is hope. At Turnabout Ranch, troubled teens step away from the chaos and into a clarity of nature on a working cattle ranch. Care for horses, learn responsibility, build trust, and rediscover purpose. It isn't theory, it's real work, real therapy, real healing. Families from across the country have found transformation right here, just when they thought hope was gone. If your teen is struggling with addiction, harmful online behaviors, even weight management, call right now and get the help you all need.
800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. That's 800-219-2494.
Are you over the age of 50? Want peace of mind and financial security for your family? Here's an important message to you from Senior Care USA. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. That leaves your loved ones the burden of paying your debts and funeral costs. Our plans start as low as a dollar per day and will pay your family up to $30,000 to help pay for your funeral and other expenses. There are no medical exams, your rates will never increase, and your plan cannot be canceled, regardless of your medical conditions, as long as you make your premium payments. Get up to $30,000 in final expense insurance. Call now for free information. Just answer a few simple questions and get approved right over the phone in just a few minutes. Call right now.
Call 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. That's 800-399-6879.
Sports Econ 101. Last time for today, I'm Edward Brown, your host, along with Russell Jackman. All right.
I don't record the game, by the way, just for public knowledge. Yeah, I'm a man. I watch the game as it happens.
Well, I watch it like a man, too, but I have to record it because my wife has me dust the furniture during the time. Okay. Trivia question number three. In the Marvel Cinematic Universe, what is Iron Man's real name?
It's Tony Stark.
Yeah, there you go. Okay, now see?
And that's the same that it is in the regular comic universe.
Well, true. I don't know why
so they... It's not an MCU question, really.
What is Iron Man's, name?
Thank God. Now, you can ask me Marvel comic questions probably till the day you die, and I'd probably be able to answer all those. So okay. I'm glad at least I've kept my streak alive of answering one trivia question per week.
That is true. Okay, you ready for our thoughts of the day? Here we go.
The more
you weigh, the harder you are to kidnap. So stay safe and eat cake. And okay. Where do bad rainbows go? To prism. It's prism. A light.
I was going to say that. I didn't have any.
Yeah, but it goes on. It's a light sentence, but it gives them time to reflect. Isn't that good? That's pretty good.
Oh, no.
No, you don't like that one?
Wow.
Right, audience. Russ didn't like that one. So with that, we're going to say tune in next week to Sports Econ 101. We're going to be discussing sports topics from a business perspective, asking more trivia questions, and, of course, coming up with more fun thoughts of the day to just get in Russell's craw. All right, audience, thanks for listening. On behalf of our team, I'm your host, Edward Brown. We'll see you next week.
Adios.
So